I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It took the government less than a week to quell Iran after violent protests erupted last weekend. Peter Smith with Global Catalytic Ministries explains that right after announcing finding a major oil reserve,
the government of Iran chose to triple the price of fuel. The next morning, people began to riot in the streets.
Protesters went from anger over fuel prices to rage over government corruption. In turbulent times, it's the minorities that also face increased scrutiny as the scapegoat for current troubles. And in Iran, the government sees Christians as a threat to national security.
Well, I think what's happening among a number of house church movements is they're just waiting to see what happens with the protest, but they're also anticipating they may need some new strategies to reach out to people because of the unrest.
And Wycliffe Associates is a veteran and Bible translation ministry with over 50 years of experience. One thing they've learned is that in order to be a good Bible translator and printer, you have to be a good listener first. Bruce Smith with Wycliffe Associates tells us,
we had a design for an online tool for Bible translation, and they said, look, it's got to be offline. So that helped us adjust in that direction. We talked about their needs for printing, and most historically, printing has always been done internationally, shipped through customs and all that kind of stuff. And they said, look, we can't do all that. We're going to have to be able to print it locally. So we created our print-on-demand strategy. So we've just maintained a posture that said they know best what their local situation is, and the best thing we can do is listen and respond to those unique demands and challenges.
So pray wisdom for Wycliffe Associates as they create access to God's Word. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.